House, please come to order. Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
39 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No member is excused from the call today.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Reverend Jimmy Stringer, First Baptist Church.
Father, we acknowledge you as supreme ruler of the universe and certainly in charge of this world. Father, we ask that today you would look out over this state and over this nation and seek out the needs of your people. For God, we recognize that you're the only one that truly knows our needs. And then, God, we ask that you guide this house as they make our decisions for us, for you have told us that we should pray for them, and we thank you for them. We thank you, God, for our government. We ask, God, that you would guide them in making the decisions that will bring about peace and godliness in our own lives. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name, and for his sake we ask it. Amen.
Representative Martin.
Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent. The prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. This brings us to certification of the journal. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative day?
As Chief Clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st days.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 19th, 20th, and 21st days be approved as certified by the Chief Clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the journal is certified for the 19th, 20th, and 21st legislative days. This brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to present to the House my Secretary, Debbie Straub.
Representative Ward.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, I'd like to introduce two of my favorite people in the world. They're not constituents of mine, but I think that they're responsible for almost everything that I have done in this life and most everything that I will do. My mother and father, Jack and Margaret Ward.
Representative Kopanen.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce Kevin Hammond, a neighbor of mine and a surveyor down here.
Representative Miller.
I see a former member of this body in Gallery B. In fact, as I sat right next to him in the 7th legislature when I first arrived on the scene, and former Commissioner of Labor, Ed Orbeck. And this is
Ed, as a former member of this body, would you care to address us this morning? Thank you, Ed. Are there other guests for introduction? Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to introduce to the House a constituent of Representative Fritz and mine in Gallery B, RSVP student down here for to help us out in the office for a few weeks, Diane Phillips. Other guests for introduction. This brings us to messages. Are there messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Miller? Will the House please stand at ease? Come back to order. Before the at ease, we were to messages from the governor. Are there messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the following citation and it is returned. In memoriam, Stephen James Boyko. This has been sent to enrolling. The Senate has passed the following and it is transmitted for consideration. Committee substitute for Senate concurrent resolution number 2 rules by the Rules Committee, establishing a joint special committee on legislative reform.
That bill is referred to, or that resolution is referred to finance.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Are there other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs has had Executive Order 53, creating the Office of Management and Budget under consideration and reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, signing no recommendation, Abood, Vasca, Furness, Cowdery, and Schultz. Signing Dupass, M.M. Miller, and Larson. EO 53 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on State Affairs is at House Bill 11, repealing the Permanent Fund Dividend Program under consideration and reports it back with individual recommendations and 4-0 fiscal notes. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman. Signing Dupass, Abood, Cowdery, and Furness. Signing Do Not Pass, M.M. Miller, and Vasca. Signing no recommendation, Schultz and Larson. House Bill 11 has a further referral to finance. The Committee on Resources has had House Bill 118 relating to the brown and grizzly bear tag requirement for Alaska residents under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 118 Resources with a new title, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Ringsted, Chairman, concurred in by Schultz, Euling, Cowdery, Liska, Larson, and Ringsted. Having no recommendation, Gall and Vasca. House Bill 118 has a further referral to finance. I have no further committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
No, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to introduction of citations and resolutions.
I have no citations. Are you having trouble hearing me?
The clerk's microphone system is still under repair. Be another day or two before they have it resolved.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 15 by Cowdery, establishing a joint House and Senate Committee on Oil and Gas.
House Concurrent Resolution 15 is referred to the Resources and Finance Committees.
House Joint Resolution Number 27 by Herman, relating to health care delivery to non-native dependents by the United States Public Health Service.
Health, Education, and Social Services Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 167 by Tischer, Bettesworth, Bussell, Fritz, Liska, Schultz, Ward, and Szymanski. An act relating to homesteads and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Thank you. House Bill 169, an act by Herman, Cato, Jaroff, and Kopanen. An act making an appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for allocations for local service roads and trails and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
House Bill 170 by Herman, Jaroff, and Cato. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of harbor facilities at St. George and St. Paul and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance.
House Bill 171 by Tischer, Bettesworth, and Ward. An act relating to payment of legislative per diem and payment of employees of the legislature and providing for an effective date.
House Bill 171 is referred to the Finance Committee.
House Bill 172 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor with a letter and a fiscal note, an act relating to municipal government and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs and Judiciary.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. There is no daily calendar. And we're now down to unfinished business. Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'd like this time to bring up my HBR 2.
The reconsideration of House Joint Resolution 2 has been has been brought up. Will the clerk please read House Joint Resolution number 2, which is before us in third reading.
Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 2, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska, limiting the length of regular sessions of the legislature. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Clerk, please read the amendment.
Amendment number 3 by Mr. Szymanski. Page 1, line 15. Change 120 to 90.
Representative Szymanski.
Give me a second before you object. I'd move to return to second reading for the purpose of amendment.
There is a motion by Representative Szymanski to return House Joint Resolution number 2, which is before us in third reading under reconsideration, from third to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment. The clerk has read the amendment. There is objection. Representative Szymanski, would you care to debate the amendment?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I am a firm believer and supporter of the limitation to the session. I believe that all the members of this body realize that the session limitation is one of the paramount concerns to many of our constituents. And in reading the editorial in the Anchorage Times this weekend on Saturday, February 5th, I believe that I was moved by the words given there, which really, if truly we're going to move to a session limitation, we should move to a responsible level of participation. And I would believe that the 90 days versus 120 days is much more responsible. I think we can conduct the business of the people in a responsible way, and would move at this time that we adopt the resolution or amendment to the resolution of 90 days versus 120 days.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I rise not only in opposition to the amendment, but also in opposition to the bill. If, in fact, members of the legislature are willing to reduce the number of days for the legislature to meet, perhaps they should also be more than willing to reduce the number of days or the interim committees and when they meet. If, in fact, we do have a limitation of either 90 days or 120 days, the interim committees will take on a greater importance in this function. The interim committees have considerably less accountability to the public, less accountability to all 60 members of the legislature, and no one knows half of what goes on in the committees. Thank you.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaking in opposition to the motion, Mr. Speaker, while I find that it would be desirable that we in the legislature were able to enact a 90-day resolution and have it pass both bodies of the legislature, I do not feel that we could get a 90-day resolution through both bodies. Perhaps that's simply an assumption on my part, but nonetheless, history does not bode well for the amendment that is proposed. I feel, Mr. Speaker, that the bill that is before us is the bill that we should be discussing. I am opposed to the 90-day amendment.
Representative Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I wholeheartedly agree with the gentleman from Kuskokwim, sir, that the interim committee would take on more power if such an amendment is approved. Going through a little history, about 2 weeks ago, we noticed that in the southern 48 states, those that have a severely limiting session have been forced to go into interim sessions. And many legislators in the Southern 48 are really upset with the long interim sessions and special sessions they've had to hold over the past 2 years to make up for a short regular session. So I think that the gentleman from Kuskokwim hit the nail right on the head, that if we get too short, we'll be defeating our purposes.
Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I feel I'm speaking in against the amendment for this reason. We move at geologic speed our wonders to perform, and 90 days would simply not give us time to get it accomplished. Thank you.
Representative Miller, did you wish the floor? Representative Davis.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to speak in opposition to the amendment and also to the bill. Mr. Speaker, I share the concern with this body that we need to have short legislative sessions. To that, I commend you, Mr. Speaker, for introducing this piece of legislation. Look, Mr. Speaker, you have my commitment that we will get, that I'll work towards getting the session over as quickly as possible. But, Mr. Speaker, I cannot support legislation that limits the power of this legislature to meet as long as it deems necessary. Mr. Speaker, I can't support legislation that allows seven members of the Senate to deny any further extensions. And, Mr. Speaker, I cannot support legislation that creates a situation where legislation long jams, on the 119th day. Mr. Speaker, I realize this body will probably pass this piece of legislation without amendments that were proposed on Friday and today. And, Mr. Speaker, with 23 new members in this House, I think we should not turn our backs on amendments that were that are proposed that will improve a particular piece of legislation. And I do not feel that we should be locked into a particular vote, no matter how good the amendments that are proposed. Mr. Speaker, I propose that we as a body address legislation and amendments on the basis of merit. And Mr. Speaker, I further add that I think that's what the people sent us down here to do. Thank you.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, like several of my colleagues, I'm going to be voting against this resolution, but I appreciate the fact that my colleague from Anchorage introduced it. I think he was right in introducing it, because, Mr. Speaker, it seems to me that all of the people who voted yes on Friday for the passage of this bill should be, if they're going to be consistent, vote yes today. You heard your own majority leader say we ought to be able to do the job in 90 days. I heard Mr. Speaker report on the news this morning that, if accurately reported, indicated you thought we could get out in 90 days. So it seems to me, Mr. Speaker, that at least 27 people on this floor, if they really mean what they say when they are passing a 120-day resolution, should agree with the Anchorage Times and with your and the majority leader's more informal assessment that the job can be done in 90 days. Frankly, Mr. Speaker, I think it's bad government, whether it's 90 days or 120 days or even if it was 140 days. I continue to believe that we should be here till we get the job done and not an instant later than that. But, Mr. Speaker, I think there's great merit for the people who favor a limitation. I think there's great merit in the 90 days because if their argument is true, you can do in 90 days what you can do in 120. And so I would think that this would be a source of a real puzzlement for the people who voted yes, because it just, you know, if your mindset is in that direction, it seems to me that's almost the way you have to go.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, in reference to the former speaker's dialogue on the 90 days versus the 120 days discussed in the proposed bill, I would like to point out, Mr. Speaker, that the minority leader is absolutely correct that there is nothing that precludes us from getting the people's business done in 90 days, and I certainly am appreciative of the fact that the minority leader intends to work with us to help us accomplish the people's business in 90 days. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Szymanski.
Mr. Speaker, I thought I'd hear what I have heard, and that is that there are some reluctant people to stand up and fish or cut bait on this issue. I think that we need to go on the record one way or the other, determining whether or not 90 days is going to be an amenable session limitation. I think that the record's clear that 2 years ago we sat in, this body sat in here, many of the people have spoke for up to 144 days. I don't think that we're a professional legislative body where we are going to spend a full-time job working at being a legislator. I think if we're going to get down to the issue, which is whether or not the founders of our Constitution determined that we were going to be full-time professional legislators, then that's one thing. But we haven't modified and changed the Constitution. All the reading I've made of the Constitution in the past and the history discussing it has all indicated that we would, at the most, move to a 30-60-day session. I think it can be done. I think it should be done. And I think it's one way that we can ensure that the people of this state clearly understand that we're coming down here to conduct business in a responsible way and not wait till the last 30 days of a session or the last 20 days of a session to move ahead on important legislation, appropriations, and just move ahead and start stuffing in everything into the budget that they can in the last few days of a session. I think if we have a 90-day session, we can put cadence and timing into place. They can build roads, they can build buildings in a proper manner of construction cadence, and I think that the almost same application could exist here in the legislature, where if we know what we're going to do when we get down here, we can move ahead with the responsible business of the people and get it conducted one way or the other. And anybody that does not support it, the 90-day limitation, I look forward to debating them during the next campaign with their constituents and see whether or not at that time they're willing to stand up and be heard on the issue. Thank you.
Representative Locker.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I did run a campaign on a limit of session. I have introduced a bill that limits the session to 90 days. However, I'm bright enough to realize that what's important here is that both houses agree. And because of that, I have signed on to this 120-day limit and am requesting other people like myself who would prefer 90 days to be wise enough to realize that we must convince both houses and then the people of Alaska, and asking you to support the 120-day and vote against the amendment.
Representative Phillips.
Mr. Speaker, in opposition to the amendment and to the editorial comments by the Anchorage papers, 90 days back in territorial days when we had it 60 days, but 90 days in early statehood, in my opinion, was adequate enough time to get the people's business done. But now in this day and age with billions and billions of dollars that we're handling and the complex issues that are tied to these billions and billions of dollars, I just don't think 90 days is adequate enough time to take care of the people's business in a responsible manner. However, I do feel that there should be some kind of limitation. And I think the 120-day limitation is a reasonable limitation and a responsible limitation to get the people's business done in a responsible manner. So I will be voting against the 90-day session. Did not campaign on 90-day sessions. I campaigned on 120-day sessions.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to the amendment. To echo the previous speaker, our founders of the Constitution didn't have $3 to $4 billion to have to dole out the people of this state. And it affects every single person of this state in many different areas. Secondly, today we've been here, what is it, the 29th day to 27th, something like that, and look what we've accomplished. Even though the people, the representatives, have been in a learning process up to this point in time. Now, if you look at April the 17th, which is upon us already, how can we possibly accomplish, as a board of directors of $4 billion, do it and do it right? And if every single bill that's gone through on the House floor, House bills, there's 172 of them. If it takes 5 days' notice, it's 860 days. Cut it in half, it's 430. Cut it in half, it's 215. If every bill was an excellent bill that we had to go ahead and do something with. So in response to the 90 days, I think we need a limit, but we just can't. I don't think we're brilliant enough to do it in 90 days. And as far as cutting off monies and per diems and all that, if and when it comes up, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You can't live down here and support two homes and two styles of living. You cannot do it. It's not practical. It's an emotional thing, and I sure would like to see it happen. Then I can go home and relax after 90 days, or go to work and make some more money and perform my job as an individual. So I am deadly set against 90 days and all of the ramifications that go into it, with cutting pays and staff and all the rest of it. And it isn't something that haven't discussed before. It's come up every year since I've been here, and I'm sure it's going to come up for everybody else that's going to be here for a length of time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I hope I didn't say anything too funny.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I don't think the previous speaker said anything funny at all. In fact, as I commend him for every word that he spoke, and I think he has made our case, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Representative Duncan.
Mr. Speaker, just in reference to the previous speaker from Anchorage, we've been here 22 days, and I want to defend you just a little bit. I know he didn't mean to criticize you and your leadership for not getting anything done in the first 22 days. It's not entirely your fault, and I'm sure Mr. Boo didn't mean that.
Representative Liska.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had 120 days limit was placed on to advisory vote for the public in 1968. This was just a figure I apparently was pulled out, a reasonable figure we could work with in the legislature. The vote passed 2-1 margin throughout mostly all the state. I rise in opposition to the objection to the 90-day limit. Not that I don't support it, but myself, I feel if we can get the 120 days, which we're asking on this SJR2, it'll be a victory for this body and also give us a better chance of getting a limit placed through the legislative hall. So I think if we are instrumental in getting the 120-day limit passed, I think it'd be a victory to all of us. We need to come down from 120 days later on down the line. We could always drop down. We can bargain. We have something, baseline we can work with. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It appears that I abhor my thoughts on it, but it appears that the speaker from Juneau has fired the first shot at this point in time. I didn't think it would come until later on, but I did want to clarify that the majority, and I'd be remiss in my duties and drummed out of the core if I didn't say that we have done a very excellent job, this majority. We will continue to do it. However, in a moment of seriousness, it is the system at the problem right now that will prevent us I believe, getting through it, the session in the 90 days, because we have so many new faces, if you will. And it's a series of learning. And there's no equal to the speaker's leadership in the coalition. And I just would like to remind the representative from Juneau that what goes around comes around frequently. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative McBride.
I'd like to say that just the fact that that we have on the floor an argument today of whether 90 days is long enough or 120 days is long enough, I'd like to say that there are 23 freshmen here who have never went through one session, and 23 freshmen are a majority of this body. And for us to sit, of which I'm one of those, for us to sit here and say how long it's going to take to do the business of this house is foolish on the 23 of us's part. And if the rest of you cannot agree, then I think we're making a mistake here to be even making a decision as how long it's going to take us to do business, not only in this session, but in future years.
Representative Ward.
Yes, as a member of one of the 23 freshmen, I would like to related to this body at this time that I have absolutely no qualms whatsoever in completing the work in a allotted amount of time. I do not feel that my being a freshman is a hindrance whatsoever to the legislative body. I in fact think that the fact that I am here and there are freshmen here is what's going to speed the process up. I think this is the first time since the state became a state that we have an opportunity to get down to business, and we need to set some limits. And I speak in opposition to the 90-day limit. We'll go for 120 days, and then we'll get it down from there. Thank you.
Representative Vasca.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaker, again, I rise in opposition to returning to second reading to make an amendment for limiting the sessions to 90 days for the reason that the revisionist historians in this body seem to take great reverence for the framers of our Constitution. At the same time, they submit joint resolutions to change that Constitution. If there is such reverence for the framers of our Constitution, perhaps they didn't want to put a time limit on the session limit. If in fact that came up, the history will show that in fact they didn't want to bind a legislature to a certain time frame. They recognized that a certain amount of work needed to be done and time would be taken to do it. They certainly didn't write the state constitution in 120 days. It takes considerably more time to put something like that together. And I think it takes a certain amount of time to write and to contemplate the laws that this body goes through year in and year out. And I think putting an artificial limit of either 90 days or 120 days, putting an artificial limit not only on ourselves, but also tying up the Constitution to something like that.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall House Joint Resolution 2, which is before us in third reading under reconsideration, be returned from third to second reading for the purpose of a specific amendment? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
7 yeas, 33 nays.
The motion to return House Joint Resolution 2 from third to second reading has failed. House Joint Resolution 2 is before us in third reading. Is there further debate? Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, as you know, I gave notice of reconsideration on this bill Friday. At that time, I thought I would probably replace the two motions that Representative Kenai had placed. I'll insert notes to the body now that I do not intend to place those amendments before you, although certainly any member on this floor can do so. I changed my mind, Mr. Speaker, because I think those amendments, while they would have improved the bill, they would have just still made a poor bill somewhat better, but still not worthy of passage, Mr. Speaker. I won't bore the group here with a complete recitation of everything I said on Friday, but I will make one additional observation. When we adopt these artificial limits, Mr. Speaker, what we are really saying is that the people erred in sending us to this body. What we're really saying is that the people sent people to this, representatives to this body, who are incapable of getting the people's job done without an artificial limit. Mr. Speaker, I don't think the people erred in sending any of us here. I don't think any of the members, the 27 members who, or more who will vote yes, need to feel that the people made a mistake and that they sent people here who are not capable on their own of getting out as soon as possible, regardless of what that magic number is, 90 days, 100, 131. Mr. Speaker, I just say again, artificial limits are just that. They're just artificial. And they have no basis in the reality of need. And Mr. Speaker, I just think that we make a terrible mistake, as I said the other day, when we adopt artificial means to achieve what we should strive with, you know, every ounce of strength that's within us to achieve on the basis of merit. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Speaking in support of the resolution, Mr. Speaker, I do not believe that the people of the state of Alaska erred when they sent us here. What I do believe, though, is in fact the case that we have two bodies of the legislature. Now, without some form of a limit, one body can, in fact, hold the other body hostage. We have had history of that, Mr. Speaker. We can adjourn, the other body stay in session, 3 days later, force us to come back. We've seen that happen time and again, where one body, in fact, concluded the people's business, stated that their work was done, and the other body kept us here. In that regard, Mr. Speaker, I believe that this is a good resolution, one that will serve the people of the state of Alaska well, and I urge its passage.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, once again, a member from your party has made an excellent case in opposition to this bill, because the way it's written right now, not only a second body can hold the other body hostage, it only takes now one more than one-third, the way this bill is written, one more than one-third can prevent even the simple little 10-day extension. So, Mr. Speaker, this is a very poor remedy to the situation that the Majority Leader described.
Is there further debate? Representative Kopanen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I strive to commend the Minority Leader's arguments and to support them, and to again point out that we have a system of government in Alaska that has written in the strongest governor that we have in 50 states. Theoretically, the American system is built on checks and balances. If you pass this, you stand in danger of creating a system of checks without balances. I oppose.
Is there further debate? Representative Wendy.
Thank you. I think it's clear to everyone in this room that delaying tactics, whether it's between houses or between committees or between members within each house, has become a major tactic within the Alaska legislature. There is no question that we have major problems to address in this legislature and every year that is to follow. We are a developing state. There are great needs that we have to address in terms of developing the infrastructure in the state, developing industry in the state. So there's no question the amount of work that we have to put out each year. But on the other hand, I think we got to realize we don't operate in a void either. There are significant problems that face each and every other state in this nation, and there are significant problems that, and oftentimes are very similar to ours, that have to be addressed with significantly larger number of people to consider. The testimony that came out in the Judiciary Committee on this bill indicates that we, the state of Alaska, are in session longer than most every other state in this nation. Now, certainly I'll stand up with all of you in saying that Alaska has unique problems that no other state has. But nevertheless, because of the tendency and the way tactics have developed in this legislature, we meet longer than any other session of a state legislative body in this United States. I think in recognition of that, the people of this state are saying, certainly we want you to get the work done. Certainly it's a difficult task, but let's get down to Juneau and let's get the job done and let's get home. And I don't think there's any question in any of your minds of what the attitude of the people of Alaska is on this question. I would strongly urge a very strong vote on this, and certainly hope that our colleagues in the Senate will abandon the tactics of delay that have characterized that body in the past and join with this House in letting the people decide, which is exactly what this resolution is doing, to let them express that opinion. I would hope that we would vote very strongly in favor of this resolution. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Judiciary Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 2, which is before us in third reading on reconsideration, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
31 yeas, 9 nays.
The Judiciary Committee substitute for House Joint Resolution 2 has passed the House on reconsideration. This brings us back to unfinished business. Is there further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Furness.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to advise that House Bill 66 is an act relating to fiscal notes and bills affecting retirement system, providing for an effective date, will be heard tomorrow at 8:30, Commerce Burns, Room 209.
Representative Ewing.
Yes, I'd like to make a notice tomorrow, February 8th, at 3 o'clock in the Hess Committee Room, the Special Committee on Loans is going to have an AHFC overview, and that's a correction from the previous announcement that it was going to be in the Resources Room. Thank you.
Representative Tischer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Hess Committee will be meeting on Wednesday, February 7th, to review three bills, House Bill 117, which is an act related to sexual abuse of a minor, House Bill 127, which is an act to increase the punishment for sexual assault in the first degree, and House Bill 128, an act raising the penalties for promoting child prostitution. I would also remind this body that today at 1 o'clock, we will be hearing House Bill 108, which is the inclusion of the state exempt service of licensed physicians in the Division of Mental Health and Developmental Disabilities. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
May we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, we'll revert to introduction of guests. Representative Clarkson.
In Gallery A, Mr. Speaker, two outstanding and dedicated Democrats have been down here meeting with us through the weekend. I'm happy to see them watching this session and what's going on here. Dolores Weiler and Peggy Bergen.
Are there other guests for introduction? This brings us back to
announcements.
Announcements. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At 1:30 this afternoon, we'll finish up with the Department of Transportation's overview. On Friday, the House Finance will consider House at 1:30 p.m. on Friday, we'll consider House Bill number 166, an act making special and supplemental appropriation for oil and gas matters, providing for effective date. That is Friday at 1:30 in the House Finance.
Are there further committee announcements? Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This afternoon at 1:30 in the State Affairs Room, we'll be hearing House Bill 151, which is the appropriation of the House of Wickersham, and also a continuation of House Bill 6, driving motor vehicle. Thank you.
Further committee announcements. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a Democratic Minority Caucus immediately following the session.
Are there other announcements? Special orders. Representative Miller.
Sorry, I missed the announcement. This section. I'd like permission. I'd like to announce that, and I'm making this announcement today because we'll not be in session tomorrow, I presume. The governor will be the speaker at the 12:30 noon luncheon of the Juneau Democratic Precinct tomorrow. That'll be in the Capitol Room. I think it's actually in the Gold Room, but in any case, the Baranoff Hotel.
There is a joint session tomorrow. Senator Stevens will be addressing the House and Senate in joint session at 11 o'clock. And I'm going to ask the Majority Leader for a motion to adjourn until 10:45 so that we can take roll and be prepared for the Senate's arrival about 5 minutes to 11. Any further business to come before the body? We're down to the adjournment. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask you that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Tuesday, February the 8th, 1983, when we meet in joint session to readdress by Ted Stevens, the last senior speaker.
Representative Barnes, wasn't that 10:45 a.m.?
10:45.
Motion is corrected to 10:45 a.m. Tomorrow morning. Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in adjournment until 10:45 a.m. tomorrow morning.